Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. It's a Tuesday and a very good morning to you. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he will be around in due time. And check us out on our video. We love it. Video stream 937thefan.com. Watch live video in studio. It says right there at the top. I'm looking at it now. You click on that and you can see us in our YouTube page. We love it and you'll love it as soon as you get turned on to it. You go to YouTube, you search 937 The Fan, and bang, you subscribe, and then it'll be delivered to you, all the updates and everything else, so you don't have to do that all the time. Check us out in video form. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How are you doing this morning?
I am great. All right, so we talked about this briefly yesterday because it made all the work rounds over the weekend, right? And we talked about it on Friday going into the weekend, about this anxiety with a changeover in email systems, which ended up being one of the most painless things. If anybody has a problem with it, they're just technologically not advanced. They can't figure it out.
It's been a pretty simple process.
Easiest thing I've ever done that I worried about. Honestly, you hit three buttons, you sign up for this new Gmail-based system, and it was totally fine. Everything migrated over. Our friend Amy Mock, who she just kind of runs the building. I don't even know her official title. Our office, our whole cluster. She's the go-to point person. She's the hub of everything.
When there's something important going on,
she's in the middle.
She's above and beyond what her job title is.
Yeah, so I don't even know her official title. I just know she's troubleshooter / in charge of a bunch of things.
Yeah.
So she was the point person. I actually texted her on Saturday and I said, I just signed up for the email. It's the simplest thing ever. If anybody has a problem with it, they're a moron. I didn't write those words, but something like that. I said, it's simple. Anyhow, then I put my phone away and I believe it was it Sunday morning or Saturday night? I don't know. The weekends all run together because I don't pay a lot of attention to things at work. I like my free time, but I noticed the email started flowing. And I was like, because I have now two different Gmail-based systems on my phone. I've got icons. I got one for personal Gmail and one for work mail that's now Google-based. And it started to light up with the work one. And I was like, oh, is something wrong? What's happening? Mm. Well, somebody decided, I don't know if they live in Kansas City, if they live in Miami, if they live in Chicago, if they live in Los Angeles, where, to use the reply all for seemingly everything on there. And when I say reply all, I don't mean like me, you, Cook, Stark,
like the entire nationwide company.
Every
of
radio
Odyssey.
Station you ever
hundreds
heard
of stations.
Much. Yeah.
Coast to coast. I don't understand why people have to do this, though.
And then one of the first responses was, it's not lost on me I'm using reply all to tell you to stop using reply all, but we got to stop this.
Well, it started with one woman basically saying, hey, I'm not sure who to reach out to about this, but something wasn't working for her, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, she sent it to the entire distribution list.
Everybody.
Everybody in the
company.
Everybody. So then somebody responds, hey, good of you to let us know about this. We'll look into it. She responds again. Again, both of them replying all. You know, somebody else responds, you know, put a ticket through the IT department.
And I don't know if these people live in Fresno or Oklahoma City.
No
I don't
idea.
Know them.
But after a couple of responses, you start to get either, you start to get the frustration,
yes.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Like this guy, Benjamin, who I looked up as the chief engineer in Philly.
Okay.
For the Philly cluster.
Uh-huh.
He just responds, I don't think I can help.
Right.
Which you know.
I like it.
Which you know
See,
is
I like it.
Hey, you're not responding to the right people, I don't think.
Yeah,
then somebody who their name's Josh. I'll just leave it at that because I don't know who he is, what he does, where he works.
Uh-huh.
He says, not sure why I'm getting these emails.
I'm on board with Josh.
Here's the problem. If you're Josh, though, you're just perpetuating the problem by hitting reply.
You are, because then a bunch of people go, same, whatever. Why am I on this list?
Then we get a Jeffrey. I'm getting them as well.
Thanks, Jeff.
We appreciate you chiming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Then a Christy. Should I be on this thread? I'm not sure how I got on it. Then a Sid. I'm getting them too.
Yeah.
Then a Jocelyn. Likewise.
Right.
A name I can't even pronounce. Shilin?
Yeah.
Shilin? Same here.
We all are, people.
Then finally someone jumps in. A Dan jumps in. Likely we're all on the same distribution list here.
Level-headed Dan there.
And then
in Fargo. Yes.
Yeah, but then we get a John. Me too. Why would we be on these?
See, this is the reply all or all company wide should be the totally break in case of emergency.
Yeah, exactly.
That is it.
Yeah,
yeah. And I have a story about this. When I worked at the Post Gazette, these lazy people, and I don't remember exactly who it was, but I think some of them were photographers. Some of them were artists. I don't know. Zeiss can attest to it because he got these two. Somebody
I'm sure Zeiss handled this well if it was.
Same way. So they would work during the day in the office. And not everybody was in the office. Like writers a lot of time, you didn't need to go in the office and sit there. But they would use the send email all to everyone. I mean, the people that were working the printing press, to the writers, to the photographers, to the bosses, everybody. Email all. Meter made on the boulevard. And I've told this story before. Because these, not only were they annoying these people, they were cheap as can be. And what they would do was they would park their car on the Boulevard of the Allies, mm-hmm. back when the Post Gazette building was at the end of the Boulevard of the Allies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, like by Point State Park. They would park their car, and they'd have one lookout all day, looking out.
Was this lookout doing any actual work, or they just sat
in
there
between
and
smoking
out
cigarettes,
the
probably. The person's looking out the window from the like third floor of the Post Gazette building or fourth floor, looking out for when the parking enforcement agent is walking, and then they would see it come. They'd see the person park across the street and start the ticket. Because what these people would do, the meter would take 2 hours, I think. That was the maximum you could feed the meter in coins. It was like 2 or 3 hours.
And they do that on purpose.
Right. So,
so
you
that
don't
people
park,
won't
all,
park
day.
All day. Yeah, exactly.
And these cheap-ass people, instead of spending $6 to park across the street or whatever it was at the time, they would save money by doing that.
How much could they possibly save, though, if
they
were feeding the meter all day?
Well, what they would do, they wouldn't feed it sometimes, and they'd let it go. Then they'd run down and put 50 cents in it.
But seriously.
Believe me. And so they would send this all email. Meter made on the boulevard. Finally, I had enough. This went on for like a year. And I believe Zeiss and I talked about this. I remember it was a day game. I'm sitting in the Houston Astros press box.
Okay.
Right? The Pirates are playing Houston. I had had enough. I've got nothing to do with this. And I'm getting inundated with these conversations. I wrote, first of all, enough. Second of all, everyone who sends this and is a party to this is cheap. Third, and I replied all, third, all you people need to just spend the money and pay to park. Fourth, meter maid is incredibly sexist. It is parking enforcement agent. Fourth, please identify the people that this affects and only email them. Moving forward, I think fifth, I am not one of those people. I am at a baseball game in Houston, Texas. I can affirm my car is not on the boulevard, nor will ever be, as I try to duck the parking enforcement agent. Don't ever send me these emails again.
Oh, man.
And I believe I was taken off of that list. I think at that point then, and I did, that was the moral of the story.
Right.
I think, honestly, that was one of two times in my life I ever used the reply all or send all. And the other one was, do you remember when they brought us donuts from Dunkin' Donuts or somewhere and coffee and everything?
Oh, my God.
And they brought us so many, and we were working here. It was just like a year ago
after the pandemic.
No, it was right before the pandemic.
And
I said, well, you know, the sales staff and everybody, they do such great things for us. And I used it, and I said, hey, by the way, this is for everyone. Stop by the Fan Morning Show. We've got donuts and coffee for everyone.
Right.
And they all – that was – I've only used it two times in my life, and once was a reply to tell the cheap asses that were hawking the parking enforcement.
I even go so far. And finally, by the way, the end of this chain was a guy named Dave, the IT manager in LA.
Okay.
Finally says, it would have been about it, all these emails that are going back and forth happened in like the course of a 35 minute span, right? All the this dozen email thread we just described to you.
Yeah, I got him.
Dave, about a half hour after the nonsense starts.
Who's 3 hours behind all this.
Right, says, fully recognizing the irony of this message.
Yeah, there's my man here.
Please stop with the reply all while corporate IT figures this out.
That's it. That was my guy.
Best, comma, Dave, IT manager, LA.
Yes, that's my guy. That I'm on his wavelength. That was the one that I saw that I was like, you know, I feel him.
But I think
Rob Owen was one of those guys too that was ducking
on the Post-Gazette meter thing.
He doesn't even live in Pittsburgh anymore and still is the Post.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. No, he's in the Trib now, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, yes, I believe he is, but he lives in like Portland.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And he's the local television
critic. How's he watch local anyway?
Sling box or whatever. Sling blade, slang. Whatever the hell it's called.
Slanging at local TV. We even had a work-wide text yesterday, right?
Yes.
From the big boss.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And it was about fantasy football and asking the people that were going to get any winnings, how do you want it? Because, right, people are getting gift cards for their winnings, right?
Correct.
And so he sends it to everybody. And, you know, naturally, you get the first couple people respond to the entire thread. I won't even respond sometimes to those entire
I
responded to the big boss specifically. I texted him and said, hey, I had nothing to do with this team. I basically just attached myself to Matt. Give Matt my gift card. Whatever he wants, give it to him. And you did the same.
Same exact thing.
So, even with text threads, I feel weird replying all.
Like, you ain't in my business. You don't need to be in my business. And I'm not in your business.
Yeah.
Parking enforcement agent on the boulevard. No, and that was the thing, too. When we would get those from those lazy-ass people, that was the subject. Meter made on the boulevard, and it would list the time. It would say, 2:52 p.m.
Why does that...
And they would have a lookout all day, these people.
If the people who were parking on the boulevard would have, banded together and started their own little email chain... That would have been perfect. It would have been just for them.
Or if they would have paid $6, they wouldn't have to look out the
exactly.
window all day.
Well, that's how you nip it in the bud. But if they really wanted to keep it up, they could have done it that way. And then hundreds of people who had nothing to do with it, Lake Fong is out somewhere trying to shoot pictures.
I know.
And his email's going off.
Oh, or watching ER. My man, Lake Fong. That's a great inside joke that a few people will get, but they'll laugh really hard at. Oh, gosh. Lake Fong actually texted me the other day about something. He had a funny joke that he texted me about. He's like a preacher now.
Really?
Or he was at the Asian church at the end of Walnut and Negley.
It's Walnut and,
on that side of Walnut by Tennis Village.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know where you, yeah. I was thinking of a different one.
There's that big Asian church there that goes, is that Negley? That goes into Bloomfield? No, whatever. I can't think. My streets are all screwed up.
No, it's not.
That hits. It goes from Fifth, and then it turns into Bomb.
Yeah. Well, jeez. Why can't
what is the road now? My streets are all jacked up.
Why can't I think of geography this morning?
If you go to the end of, and we're doing this over the air, this is great radio.
Yeah.
If you go to the end of Walnut Street, like you're going towards like Tennis Village and stuff, and where the market the market is now closed down.
Aiken.
Yes.
Jeez. The corner of like Aiken and Fifth, basically, or between Walnut and Fifth on Aiken, right? Is that the? Are we thinking of the same church?
I'm thinking of the church.
Kind of like Caddy Corner from the little shopping center there?
It's like a little strip mall there.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
yeah.
like Tennis Village and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Like Caddy Corner from
he
there.
He was
kind
at
of.
That church, I believe.
No way.
He was like one of the pastors.
Huh.
He like, yes, he like Fong. My man. One of the best. Anyhow, he was not part of the meter maid on the boulevard emails.
Parking enforcement agent.
That's what I said. That was one of my bullet points. This is a sexist. You people are sexist. You were sexist. Stop calling them meter maids. Anyway. Oh, goodness. Here we are. What a day. What a start. Jeff Hathorn, he joins at 7 o'clock. Can't wait to talk to him. Brad Spielberger, 8 o'clock. Dan and Hughes, Chiefs Radio. I've seen Dan and Hughes on Big Ten television.
That name, oh, you know what?
That's where Dan and Hughes,
I
believe Dan and Hughes played baseball, too. I think Dan and Hughes was one of those, like college baseball and football guys.
Really?
Uh-huh. I've seen Dan and Hughes do like the Big Ten baseball tournament.
I thought this was the Dan and Hughes that played for the Chiefs years ago.
I think he did both. Oh,
okay.
I think he was like a minor league baseball player. I've seen him on baseball coverage and football coverage.
Okay.
But nonetheless, he's the Chiefs radio voice, one of them. He's a color commentator. He joins at 8:30. Shelby Cassesi and Jason Luckenfora. Jam-packed today. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are absolutely jam-packed today. Yeah, Dan and Hughes was a receiver for the Chiefs.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I think I saw him on Big Ten baseball coverage and football coverage.
Well, yeah, he went to Iowa.
He did. Anyhow, lots to get into. A question of Mr. Tomlin as we get going this morning that you're going to answer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.